I mean, it was, in one sense you could look at it and say, well, that's a thankless role, being the mummy's boy and whatever, you know, Pike did. But did people perceive it like that at the time? Did you get people, those letters that we often
talk about? Oh, yeah. Yes, I was the 10-year-old's and the 50-year-old lady's favourite, and those are the letters I got. Yeah. But I was going to say about John Laurie, mate. John Laurie and Arnold. Arnold, right. And on the last series we were doing, Arnold, unfortunately, fell down and broke his leg.
Yeah.
And he was in plaster up to his thigh and couldn't come out filming. And they brought him out in a limo with his leg up like that. Just to be filmed against skies and fences. And say there was frisson between Arnold and John. And we were sitting in the makeup caravan doing the crossword, and everybody was going to say, hello, Arnold, how are you? And leaning into the limo and saying, shaking his hands, hello, hello, hello. And it was noticeable that John hadn't yet gone to say, hello, Arnold. Mm. Come on, John, you've got to come. You've got to come. Oh, no, son, no, can't. So, come on, come on. So took the crossword off him and took him to the door, and the nose met the little window in the makeup, that chiselled nose there, leaning up against the window. And at that point, David Croft was just leaning into the limousine, and his hand was hidden, but all you could see was his arm going, shaking hands.
Yeah.
You see, and there's John, and he said, look, they're pumping him up.
When you said shaking hands, then.
Shaking hands.
Yeah, but when you said it, you did Pike's voice. You know that, man.
Did I?
You're shaking hands.
Shaking hands?
Yes.
Oh, if you'd asked me, I couldn't do it, Mr. Menry.
No, come on. One more time. Go on. What did you know about Pike? I don't want to get all actory here, but what did you know about him when they gave it a role?
Well, again, I didn't know anything about it at all. We went away filming. I knew nothing about filming, for sake. I'd never done it in my life before.
Your first job?
Yes. My first television.
Yeah.
First television. And I lived in Olympia at the time and arrived here at 7:30 in the morning at the television centre here to go away filming, and thought I was coming home that night, and everybody got suitcases, so I had to go home and get back a bag. I knew nothing, went away. And suddenly they found a location which we... It was all... The first two series, we only filmed mute stuff. It went out as part of a newsreel start to the programme. And David found a marvellous location and said, we'll do that scene. And, 10 minutes' notice, a voice had to be found. I thought we'd do rehearsals and things like that, you know, that I'd been taught to do at drama school, all that posh sort of stuff.
Yeah.
And this voice came out. Got the rifles, Mr. Menreen? And I was stuck with it for 10 years. I had to remind myself.
And exotic stuff, too. I think we got the shot here. Shows you just what how exotic the filming got.
What?
Help! Help!
Good Lord.
Help, Uncle Arthur, help!
And just keep still, Frank. Keep still. Whatever you do, keep still. Stop struggling, Frank. Stop struggling. Hold on. Your uncle's coming.
What do you remember of that, Sir Frank?